This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 31st. God's word to you today is the bridge. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 18, verse 1, and it says, "One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. It is one thing to be independent, but it is another thing to be free. There are a lot of independent people roaming the streets, but a lot of them are not free. The bridge that connects independence to freedom is called the bridge of responsibility. Someone says, and I totally agree, that in the US, there needs to be a statue of responsibility right beside the existing statue of liberty. The reason is we have a generation of people that have liberty, but they do not understand responsibility. Therefore, they are in bondage and they are not free. When you take responsibility for your life, when you know that if I am to fulfill my destiny, it is up to God and up to me, you are on your way to freedom. When you take responsibility for your life, you stop blaming your country, the economy, your spouse, your siblings, and your parents. That is when you can be totally free. Jesus tells us a story why we should never give up in Luke 18 verses 1 to 8. Please read. Always pray is up to God, and never give up is up to you. Jesus says, when he returns, will he meet you still having faith and not giving up? You have a request that is pending. You choose to trust God to the end instead of letting go. Jesus' desire is that when he returns, he will find us trusting and in faith. However, life is filled with problems and with challenges, and God knows that it is easy to give up. Yet God is saying to you and me, do not give up. Instead of giving up, pray and not faint. Pray and not get tired. Pray and do not give up. However, there are some people that are still wondering, why do I have all these problems? In speaking to that, I will be giving you perspectives on life as God sees it. The first thing I need you to know is, God knows and God cares about you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Never forget that." This was the Voice translation. Never forget that God has a plan for you, and it is a plan of good and not of evil. Settle it in your heart. God is for you. God is not against you. You need to embrace and understand this. Secondly, all things are working for your good. All things are going to work for your good. Even the things the enemy is doing, even the mistakes you made, God is going to turn it for your good. That is what all things mean. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called." Let us pray. Lord, I will not give up because I believe that you have good plans for me and you will cause all things to work out for my good. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.